أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. My brothers and sisters in faith, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. All thanks are due to Allah. We thank Him, the One, the Creator, the One and Only, the Supreme and the Most High. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts our worship. May Allah make this easy for us. Brothers and sisters in faith, you know our topic. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. We want to be successful. We want to purify our souls. We want to be happy. We want to be successful in this dunya and akhirah. The first stepping stone was, who remember our first stepping stone to cleansing, to purifying our souls. What was the first stepping stone we spoke about last night? Who can remember? To purify our souls. We said we take it step by step. What was the first one? Shirk. Right? To purify our souls from? Shirk. To stop shirk. Anything that has to do with shirk, no. And the second one was? Jealousy. Envy. Yes, jealousy. Like we said, Sayyiduna Muawiyah radiallahu anhu said, كُلُّ النَّاسِ أَقْدِرُ عَلَىٰ رِضَاهُ إِلَّا هَاسِدَ نِعْمَتِهِ. He said, I can please anyone except the person hasid. Okay? Him hasid. There's nothing you do. Whatever you do, the only thing he wants is for the thing, the blessing to go away. So we said this is not a good thing to do. Thinking bad of, you know, you want something bad to happen to others. So we try and purify our souls. Today, brothers and sisters, our next topic on our way to cleansing, to purifying our souls, is Al-Afu, pardoning and forgiving. Pardoning and forgiving. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Afu, the pardoner. Allah is Al-Afu, the pardoner. You say Al-Afu, the one who can make any error or any mistake or any sin disappear. Allah. Just look at the meaning of it. Because Al-Afu, sifatun min sifatillah, wasmun min asma'ihi ta'ala. It is one of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Afu. So he is Al-Afu, the pardoner, the one who can make sins disappear. That's why we gather here. Our mother Aisha radiallahu anha told us that the last 10 days of Ramadan, looking for the Laylatul Qadr, he used to say, Allahumma innaka afuwwun tuhibbu al-afwa fa'fu anna. Allah, you are al-afu, the pardoner. Tuhibbu al-afwa, you love to pardon, fa'fu anna, so pardon us. And brothers and sisters in faith, Allah said in the Quran,
وَهُوَ الَّذِي يَقْبَلُ التَّوْبَةَ عَنْ عِبَادِهِ وَيَعْفُو عَنِ السَّيِّئَاتِ.
He is the one who accepts repentance from his slaves, from his servants, and he pardons their mistakes. So Allah is Al-Afu. And He commanded our Lord Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to pardon people.
فَعْفُ عَنْهُمْ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ فَإِذَا عَزَمْتَ فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ.
Allah commanded the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to pardon people, to forgive people.
فَعْفُ عَنْهُمْ.
Oh my Prophet, pardon them.
وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ.
And forgive them.
وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ.
And consult them in the matter. Allah said to him again,
فَعَفُ عَنْهُمْ وَصْلَحْ.
Forgive them and overlook. Allah is commanding the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to forgive people and overlook. Allah said to him again,
خُذِ الْعَفْوَ وَأْمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ.
All these commandments, Allah is commanding the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to do what? To pardon, to forgive people, to overlook their mistakes. So this is one of the character of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My brothers and sisters in faith, when they threw him out of his birthplace, Mecca, when they did what they did to him sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they punished him sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They punished his companions sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They did all kinds of bad things to him sallallahu alaihi wasallam. At the end, they threw him out of Mecca. The day of Fathu Mecca, the day that Allah returned him back to Mecca victorious, brothers and sisters, he guarded the pagans of Mecca in front of him. Now he is the leader, subhanallah. He left with his companion Abu Bakr and he came back as the leader with many people. He came back victorious. Now he put the pagans together in front of him.
Ya Ahla Mecca,
oh people of Mecca, مَا تَظُنُّونَ أَنِّي فَاعِلٌ بِكُمْ. What do you think I'm going to do to you today? Looking at what you did to me. مَا تَظُنُّونَ أَنِّي فَاعِلٌ بِكُمْ. What do you think today I'm going to do to you? Listen to them.
أَخٌ كَرِيمٌ وَابْنُ أَخٍ وَابْنُ أَخٍ كَرِيمٌ.
They say, you are a generous brother, the son of a generous brother. We know who you are. He said to them,
اِذْهَبُوا فَأَنْتُمُ الطُّلَقَاءُ.
Go, you are free. Why? Because Allah commanded him to what? To have mercy, to forgive people, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So one of the attributes of the Prophet, one of the attributes of Allah is Al-Afu, and one of the characters of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is
Al-Afu.
Forgiving. Brothers and sisters in faith, this is one of the steps we will take in cleansing, in cleaning, in purifying our souls to forgive one another. Brothers and sisters, when people come together, it is inevitable that yes, they will wrong one another. No matter what, people come together, maybe through speech or through action. Husband and wife together, they will fight one day. They will argue one day. They will have misunderstanding one day. Father and son, father and son, mother and son, mother and daughter, all it will happen. People at the masjid, together every day seeing each other, you will wrong one another one day. But you don't want to hurt your soul by holding the grudges, by holding the thing hard in you, because it will cause you and it will disturb your health. So brother, and my dear sister, this night, one of the ways that we're going to follow, or one of the detergents that we're going to take, or one of the soap that we're going to take to clean, to purify our soul, is to forgive one another. Always forgive.
وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَصْفَحُوا أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَن يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ.
Allah said, you should forgive. You should let go. Don't you want me to forgive you? So my brother, maybe you and your wife have a problem. Please, we are in the last 10 days of Ramadan. Purify your soul by forgiving her. If you know you are the one in the wrong side. And my sister, whenever he comes and asks for forgiveness, please accept. Same thing, my brother. If it's your wife who offended you, it's your wife who did what she did to you, you are in pain. Yes, you are living together, but you feel like you can never forgive her. Please, purify your soul by forgiving your wife. Please. Please. It contaminates the soul. And Father, your son hurts you. Your son doesn't listen, or your daughter doesn't listen. Please forgive her.
وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَصْفَحُوا أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَن يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ.
Pardon them. Overlook their wrongdoing. Don't you want Allah to forgive you?
وَجَزَاءُ سَيِّئَةٍ سَيِّئَةٌ مِثْلُهَا فَمَنْ عَفَى وَأَصْلَحَ فَأَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ.
Whoever forgives and makes amends and overlook, his reward is with Allah. So please, let's forgive one another. We're in the masjid. Maybe I wrong you, or you wrong me. Maybe through speech or through actions. I don't know. Maybe you did. You don't know. So what do? We forgive one another. Let's forgive one another to purify our souls. Let's forgive one another because of death. If you are holding a brother and death comes and takes one of you, you will wish you had fixed the problem or forgiven the person or asked him to forgive you for death. So please, if you want to be successful, let's purify our souls by forgiving one another. It is very important. We are not forgiving one another. That's why some of our homes are not in peace. Because we don't want to forgive. We're holding it tight. What he did to me, I will never forgive him. And you say, Allah, oh, Allah, forgive me. You want Allah to forgive you, but you don't want to forgive him or her. So, my brother, we're going to do something right now. I want all of us this night, because we are seeking Allah's forgiveness, I want you to bring all those who hurt you in your mind. Think about them and forgive them. Right now. All those who hurt you. All those who did what they did to you. Please think about them and say in your heart, Ya Allah, they did to me, I forgive them because of you. My sister, you are downstairs. You heard me. Please, forgive. Pardon. Let it go. Overlook and let it go. Forgive and forget. You will have the peace of mind. You will have your soul purified. Let's forgive one another. And after we finish, I'm going to give you just like 2 or 3 minutes. Please take it. Bring them in your mind, remember, and say, Allah, I forgive them. This might be one of the, because it's 21, 23, 25, 27, or the last day. And after we finish, you finish forgiving them, I want you to say, Allahumma innaka afuwwun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu 'anna. After you forgiving them, ask Allah to forgive you. Now Allah will be proud of you because He is al-afuwwu, the most forgiving. If you forgive, what do you think Allah will do to you? He is al-afuwwu, the most forgiving. So Allah is better than you and I. If you, who is under, who is the slave of Allah, forgives, then you know Allah will forgive more. You remember the story, the hadith of a man who is going to hellfire because he needs only one reward. And this one has made reward, he's going to Jannah. This one is going to hellfire. He has some rewards, but a lot of sin. And this one is like only one reward to go to Jannah. This one says, yeah, Allah. No matter what, I'm going to hellfire. But this one, he take one of mine, some of my reward, and give it to him for him to go. Allah said, you forgive, and I am the most forgiving. Both of you go to Jannah. So by forgiving them, by overlooking, forgiving your wife, my sister, by forgiving your husband, he did what he did to you, you are in pain. By forgiving him, and my brother, by forgiving her, and my brother, by forgiving your children, your sons, and also by forgiving all those who you know hurt you, when you finish, say, oh Allah, forgive me too. Please, let's do it. Let's forgive one another. Because life is too short. Death comes without notice. You can be with a brother right now, in the morning you hear that he is gone. So please, let's forgive each other. Let's purify our souls by forgiving each other. And I know by now you are forgiving them. You are forgiving all those who hurt you. No matter how big it is, please forgive me. Please. We are in Ramadan. And we want Allah to forgive us. Today, maybe you have a place to go. Maybe you did not sleep since yesterday. You went to work, you came back from work, and you came here because you want Allah to pardon you. So please, pardon others, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will pardon you. And subhanAllah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith of Abu Hurairah, مَا نَقَصَتْ صَدَقَتُهُ مِنْ مَالٍ وَمَا زَادَ اللَّهُ عَبْدًا بِعَفْوٍ إِلَّا عِزَّةً. Charity does not decrease property. And if Allah bless you to pardon people, this will increase your rank. So brother, please forgive. And father, forgive your son. He's not listening. Forgive your daughter. She's not listening. Forgive her. Forgive him. And make dua for him. Ask Allah to guide him. They are your children. They are carrying your last name no matter what. You can never disown your children. So forgive them. Forgive them, please. Let's forgive one another. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. And one of the beauty of forgiving, you will have your soul purified, number one, and it will promote your health. Because you see, holding the grudges, holding the person in your heart all the time, when you see him, you are angry. This is disturbing your health. But by forgiving, alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. And also, brothers and sisters, by forgiving, Allah will love you. Ya Allah, is there any love greater than the love of Allah? I give this example sometimes. Maybe someone you respect, you look up to, you know, someone you respect so high that you see, and the person one day just comes and says, you know what? I love you. How do you feel? Imagine the feeling. Now, when now Allah Himself says, I love you. Why? Because you pardon people. Listen to Allah. والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس والكاظمين الغيظ. They did to you, but you know, you kept it. You were patient. والعافين عن الناس. And you let it go. You forgive them. At the end of the ayah, Allah says, وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah loves you. So by forgiving, Allah will love you. And you want Allah to love you. إِذَا أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ عَبْدًا نَادَى جِبْرِيلَ. If Allah loves his slave, he will call Jibreel. Ya Jibreel, إِنِّي أُحِبُّ فُلَانًا فَأَحِبَّهُ. I love so-and-so, so love him. فَيُحِبُّهُ جِبْرِيلٌ. And Jibreel will love the person. ثُمَّ يُنَادِي فِي السَّمَاءِ. And Jibreel will call in heaven. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ فُلَانًا فَأَحِبُّهُ. Allah loves so-and-so, so love him. فَيُحِبُّهُ أَهْلُ السَّمَاءِ. And the dwellers, the angels, all the angels in heaven will love him. ثم يوضع له القبول في الأرض. This is the vengeance, the tamarats of forgiving and pardoning. So let's forgive. Let's pardon. Please, brothers, do not leave this place tonight until you know that you have totally forgiven all those who hurt you. And after our prayer, if your brother is next to you that you know you meet, please ask him, my brother, forgive me. And I forgive you too. Hug each other. Say, my brother, please, if I have ever offended you, please forgive me. My sisters, you do the same. Let's all ask each other to forgive us. Let's pardon each other. Hug each other. Allah will be proud of you these 10 days of Ramadan. Because anything that you know Allah loves, do it these 10 days of Ramadan, the last 10 days of Ramadan. Allah will love you. So tell your brother, forgive me. I forgive you. Please forgive me too. Maybe I did. I did not know. Oh, what I did to you last time, I remember. Please forgive me. Please, let's ask each other to forgive, inshallah, and let's forgive each other. May Allah continue to bless you. May Allah protect you. May Allah purify our souls. May Allah make us successful in this dunya and akhirah. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum. Allahumma innaka afuwwun tuhibbu al-afwa fa'fu 'anna. Allahumma innaka afuwwun تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. بارك الله فيكم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبدك ونبيك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. بارك الله فيكم. Question number one. Please, if you know the answer, raise your hand. Who was known as Dhul-Nurayn and why? Yes.
Uthman ibn Affan.
Uthman ibn Affan. Dhul-Nurayn. Why was he called Dhul-Nurayn?
He got married to two
daughters
of the Prophet.
MashaAllah, he got married to two daughters of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He married the first one, she passed away, the Prophet gave him another one. She passed away, the Prophet said, if there's another one, I will give it to you. Dhul-Nurayn. Please, where's his mask? Uncle Turin, the brother here, his mask. The next one. He was known as the beauty of Quraysh. Listen to this carefully. He was known as the beauty of Quraysh. He was the flag bearer during the Battle of Uhud, where he died as a shaheed. Who was he? Yes, Muhammad. Huh? Hamza? No. But may Allah bless you. Listen, listen to the question again. He was known as the beauty of Quraysh. His mother had only him. I'm giving you a clue. Okay? She used to dress him like a woman because she had a lot of money. But when Islam came, he threw everything away and followed the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And during the Battle of Uhud, he was the flag bearer. And he died over there as a shaheed. Who was he? Yes, brother. Mus'ab, mashallah. Mus'ab ibn Umair. Allah you very clean. Mashallah. May Allah continue to bless you. You got it. Please give him a mat.
We're going to share that mat, bro.
Next question. And that's going to be the last one because of our time. Last answer without mat. Khalid ibn Walid was known as nickname. I want the nickname. Khalid.
We have a hand first.
We have a hand?
Yeah, right there.
I have someone who raises his hand here first.
Oh, okay.
Khalid ibn Walid. He was known as Baba. The sword of Allah. How do you say it in Arabic? Sayfullah al-Maslul. Allah ibarik fi. That's a name. May Allah bless you. Abraham, let me know much for you. Let me make dua for you. Raise your hand. Let me make dua for you. Bismillah. I pray, inshallah, you memorize the Quran. Say Amin. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. So, inshallah, maybe I'll give one more question or no? Oh no, it's time to pray. Maybe tomorrow we continue, inshallah. May Allah continue to bless you. May Allah protect you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala impress our knowledge. And may Allah accept our goodness. We will continue, inshallah.